Taro Urashima. Once upon a time in a small village by the sea, there lived a kind young man named Urashima Taro. He loved to help people and animals. One day, as he was walking along the beach, he saw some children hurting a small turtle. The children were poking the turtle with sticks and laughing. "Stop that!" Taro shouted. He ran to the children and told them to leave the turtle alone. The children ran away, and Taro gently picked up the turtle. "Don't worry, little turtle. You're safe now," he said. Taro took the turtle to the sea and set it free in the water. The next day, while Taro was fishing by the sea, the same turtle came to him. But this time the turtle was much bigger. It could even talk. "Thank you for saving me," the turtle said. "I am a magical turtle. I want to take you to the Dragon Palace under the sea as a reward for your kindness. Will you come with me?" Taro was very surprised, but he agreed. He held onto the turtle's back, and they swam deep into the ocean. The water was clear and blue, and colorful fish swam all around them. After a while, they arrived at the Dragon Palace. It was the most beautiful place Taro had ever seen. The palace was made of bright coral, shiny pearls, and sparkling gems. At the entrance, a beautiful princess named Otohime greeted Taro. "Welcome to the Dragon Palace, Urashima Taro," she said with a warm smile. "Thank you for saving the turtle. Please, stay and enjoy our palace." For many days, Taro stayed at the Dragon Palace. He ate delicious food, watched fish dance, and listened to wonderful music. Every day felt like a dream, and time passed quickly. Taro was very happy, but after a while, he started to miss his family and village. "I have had a wonderful time here, but I miss my home," Taro said to Princess Otohime. The princess smiled kindly. "I understand," she said. Before you go, please take this box called a tamate bako. It is a gift for you, but remember, do not open it. No matter what happens, never open this box." Taro thanked the princess, took the box, and climbed onto the turtle's back. The turtle swam up, 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 and soon they were back at the shore. Taro thanked the turtle again and waved goodbye as it disappeared into the sea. Taro felt happy to be home, but something was strange. His village looked different, and the houses had changed, and the people looked unfamiliar. Taro looked around and realized he didn't recognize anyone. He asked a few people if they knew a man named Urashima Taro, but no one did. Taro felt confused and sad. "What happened?" he wondered. "How long was I in the Dragon Palace?" Suddenly, he remembered the box that Princess Otohime had given him. "Maybe the answer is inside this box," he thought. Even though the princess told him not to open it, Taro was curious. He slowly opened the box, and a puff of white smoke came out. As the smoke surrounded him, Taro felt his body become heavy. His hair turned gray, his skin wrinkled, and he became very old. Taro realized that many, many years had passed while he was at the Dragon Palace. The box had kept his youth, but now that he had opened it, time caught up with him. Taro sat on the beach, old and tired. He looked out at the sea and thought of the kind turtle, the beautiful palace, and Princess Otohime. Even though he was now an old man, Taro smiled, remembering the wonderful adventure he had under the sea. And so, Urashima Taro lived out the rest of his days quietly, always keeping the memory of the Dragon Palace close to his heart. The end.